This tape is brought to you by the local Bible Call program. This is program number LW 1022. Death has no advantage over us except, well, when it comes as a stranger. Maybe you just lost somebody. And it hurts. Sure, it hurts. You know, when that hour of death comes, it's your family who must begin the greatest adjustment of all, trying to pick up the loose threads of their lives, adjusting to the grief and pain that maybe you know it's bringing right now. It's the time, by all means, to cry. That's natural. I mean, even for a man, that's natural. And those fellows who can't will generally feel a whole lot better than those who can't. It helps to recover, and that's what the shattered family needs to do, recover. When death hits a family, there are generally three stages in the process of recovery. Maybe just knowing the three stages will help. I'd like to share them with you in case you need them right now. First of all, there's shock. During the first few hours, and in fact the first few days after someone you love dies, those left behind are dazed, are numbed. And that's perhaps nature's way of helping us over the trying time. Crying is a safety valve, and it should be popped. When death comes, listen. Never restrain crying. It always helps. Well, probably one of the most difficult things during this first phase will come when the family returns home from the cemetery. And they're all by themselves. You see, up to that point, they've been surrounded by relatives and close friends and sympathizers. But most of those people, by this time, will have returned to, or should I say, the land of the living. And it's the immediate family that must, for the first time perhaps, be alone with their grief. And it's then they really begin to hurt. Well, next comes the suffering stage. Depression, gloom, withdrawal, and often a sense of guilt comes. And in many ways, that's the most difficult stage of all. Sometimes a widow or a widower may even become so completely withdrawn and depressed that person, gives up on living and wants to die himself. It's during this period that folks often feel guilty about wrongs, real or imagined, which that person has done to the one who died. Or maybe it is that person is thinking about what he could have done, you know, such as, changing doctors or hospitals, you know, in order to take better care of the one lost. In other words, he begins to punish himself. Maybe you're in that phase right now. And if that's what you're doing, think about this. Surely the one you lost would not want you to feel that way. In fact, he'd probably be greatly disappointed if he knew how you are treating yourself because of him. So don't do it. Jump right into this third stage. And this one is the recovery stage. It's during this one that we, so to speak, re-enter life. And please get this. It's no dishonor to the dead for us to do so. Start living again yourself. Actually, to do it is a sign that, you did have a really healthy and loving relationship in the first place. Now, maybe I should mention this. Something that maybe will help. You know, there seems to always be an abundance of people with bushels of advice to those who are grieving over the death of a wife or husband. Some of the advice would be good. Some of it is a basket of trash. Some well-intentioned friends come along and say, get out and find you a man, or a woman, as the case may be. Some will even be more willing to find one for you. Such people, I'm convinced, should mind their own business, but they won't. Probably the best way you can handle them is to tell them kindly that this is a very personal matter and that the decision will be yours and yours alone to make. Now, if that doesn't work, tell them plainly, but kindly, to mind their own business. Death, it has no advantage over a person except, when it comes as a stranger. In other words, be ready for it to hit as best you can, because it's going to come in all our lives.
The message you have just heard was brought to you by the Church of Christ.